On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actor, singer, producer, my man Tyrese. How are you, bro?
What up, man?
Good to see you, man.
It's
good
been
to
like
see you.
Over 10 years, man, of knowing you.
I know, I know. And you've been as busy as ever. I've always respected the hustle, too, because you didn't apply to any rules and stay in any particular lanes.
No.
Singing and acting, producing, doing it all. And I know you've got some new music in the works,
yeah.
Right? What can you tell us about the new album?
Well, I am still figuring out exactly when I want to start it. the R&B album. I'm working on a hip-hop album called Identity Theft. I did an album a while back called Alter Ego, where one whole side was me singing, the other side was me rhyming. I love hip-hop. I love it as a sport. You know, I got this saying that because I'm not in the NBA, you can't tell me I can't shoot around.
There you go.
I want to put on a headband just like y'all do. You know what I'm saying? I want to put on my Jordans and get out there.
Shake them up.
You know what I mean? I want to have a little fun, too. So, you know, it's a lot of things in with the hip-hop that I do that I can never sing about, but I still want to get it out there. So it's fun for me.
I don't think I ever told you, but it's got to be, correct me if I'm wrong with the year, but it's probably, I want to say 2003, maybe 4. But how are you going to act like that? Came on. I was single at the time. That got so much play. When I was at it, and it, oh, that song holds up. It's still the jam.
My man.
Every time I see you, I just want to go, how you gonna? And I was like, yeah that was the jam right there.
Come on.
But it was
let's
fun.
Go do the remix, man.
Right? That's like, hey,
I need that Latin demographic.
Hey, let's do it
up a level.
Let's do it in Espanol.
Come on, baby.
Okay.
Hey,
there it is. But it's funny. My point is, it's funny how a song, because I heard it just the other day, and how a song can take you back.
Yeah.
You know, take you back exactly. You know who you were with.
Yeah.
You knew what she smelled like.
Yeah.
You knew what you were doing. And that, am I right? It's about that
you
time,
about
right? 2003.
That week, you know, everything.
Exactly. But that, it's been a minute, but man, that song still, but it feels like yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the one thing I always say about music.
Yeah.
Music has the power of taking you back to that moment, place, and time. It helps you. I mean, kind of like, this is the song that helped me to get over my ex. This is the song that we play when I got married or proposed or when my grandparent or whatever died. This was the song that helped me and my family to get, you know, music will always take you back to that place. And even if you haven't heard a song in many years, the lyrics are just pop back into your head as soon as the song comes on. So
yeah, instantly marks history for you.
Right.
So where do you find the inspiration for your songs?
I mean, honestly, that's what takes me so long to do music. I look at myself as like an empty tank. So it's almost like a gathering of fibers and energy and experiences to fill me up. And then it's finally time to unload into an album. And although I do respect folks that sing and do recording studio sessions all year, I just can't do it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I really look at music as a sanctuary, and I can't play with it all year. It's got to, that's holy ground.
Right.
If I get in that vocal booth, that's holy ground. You can't be up in there, girl, I want to lay you on a bed over there. This is my name.
Okay, right.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, exactly. No, I can respect
like,
that.
What the hell is that? You clearly don't respect the gift.
Yeah.
If you're just playing around with it all the time. So, you know, I say it all the time that if R&B music as a whole was waiting on me, you know, or relying on me to keep it afloat, it'd be dead.
Yeah, and I mean, early 90s R&B, I love R&B. It's the best. And but you know, I also love hip hop too. And I don't know if I've just gotten to that point, Tyrese, where I'm the old guy. But is it me or has the hip hop changed? And I can't understand.
Well, you can't identify with it.
Right.
I'm right there with you, bro.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
I feel like when it comes to hip hop, I feel like, what's that white woman's name who became a part of the NAACP?
Oh, Rachel Dolezal.
Right.
She's cold as ice.
I'm her. When it comes to hip hop, I just cannot identify with what y'all are doing.
Right.
And I respect it, I appreciate it. But I cannot identify because when it comes to hip hop, I was introduced to hip hop differently.
Right.
So like my song called Shame, you know, not to toot my own, but just as an example, even my last album, Black Rose, some of y'all are listening right now. You didn't even know I had an album out. So go get it now. It's called Black Rose. And I'm going to show you what a real R&B experience is from top to bottom. You put that album on and I'm going to take you into like a time warps. There's nothing about it that's dated. There's nothing about it that feels like it's from the 50s. It is a true R&B experience. It was number one in 15 countries. And my song called Shame was number one on Billboard for 16 weeks.
Awesome, man. Congratulations.
And so, thank you, man. And so what ended up happening for me is I said, this is exactly why I'm sticking to what my R&B experience is. And I'm not going to convert or fold or merge myself into what they're doing today. And you see this emoji over here with Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
This is what happened.
Yay.
When
well,
my album
right.
came out. Okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Mario was crying. Everybody who loved R&B the way we're used to R&B and hip-hop, they were crying because I took you back to the real R&B experience that you could identify with. And it doesn't make us old. It doesn't mean that we're like, you know, maybe I'm old. No, we're not old. We remember what R&B music feels like, yes. And it doesn't feel like what they're doing today. I'm sorry.
No, I completely agree. And you're right. And I think it goes back to quality. Because at the end of the day, it really was of a higher quality.
Where are the lyrics at?
Right.
That's why Kendrick Lamar stands out amongst mm-hmm. all of these roaches, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's actually got something to say. He's got lyrics.
There's a message.
That can have
yes,
you
exactly.
sitting up like, yo, I mean, I'm like, dude, if I listen to the radio right now, I just remember the beat.
Right.
And how the beat made me feel, or like a catchy little melody.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're like, dude, you trying to make me retarded, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's like you're dumbing down the society.
It's been dumbed down. It really has.
It's like, we need to start asking these dudes to pull out their notepads, man, with these lyrics. Because everything repeats. Give me a glass of water. Give me a glass of water. I want a glass of water. Give me a glass of water. I'm on the water. Come into the water. Put my feet up in the water. Give me a glass of water.
It's like that's the number one hit right there, Blair.
That's number one.
It's like
turned up.
They don't try.
You in the club putting water on everybody. Right. Water on everybody. Give me a glass of water.
They don't try to rhyme. They just say the same word.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God. Look at their notepad.
Yeah.
That is not
yes.
talent.
Yeah.
You're okay?
Hey. Thank
Stop
you.
Stop playing with me, man. I'm a grown ass man.
You just perfectly explained what I was feeling, and I feel much better. Well, now that we covered music, I want to talk about the films because, man, you've been so fortunate to be part of the Fast and the Furious franchise, which is so amazing. That continues to grow.
Oh,
I've never
man.
Seen like a franchise that just gets bigger after time goes on. What's in store next?
Well, you know, to respond to the growth that we're all humbled by, you know, to be honest with you, it just feels like a movie that people grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And it, at this point, it really feels like Easter. You know, imagine a year going by and they say, yo, we're going to reschedule Easter.
Right.
You know, I mean, like it's like, What is the TV show from way back when? Love and Marriage.
Oh, Marriage with Children.
Yeah. It's like, dude, or Martin. It's like, that's what the Fast and the Furious is. It's like, it's your baby. It's what you yeah. grew up with. It's in your DNA. And so I don't care who you are, how busy you are. When it's released, you feel this responsibility
yeah.
to go see the latest Fast because you've seen the rest of them. And it's diversity. Everyone should have an opportunity to see a movie and see someone in the film that looks like you.
Right. That's a big part of the success.
Yeah,
I really.
And everyone is screaming diversity now, but we've been doing it now for 16 years.
Yeah.
So it's just beautiful to know that, you know, we have figured out these themes that speak universal language. There's cars around the world. There's custom cars around the world. Me being a black man and deciding I can't be friends with Mario Lopez because he's Latin, is stupid. Like that's,
I think so.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, what we live in a very different world, and for someone to decide specifically to do a movie or a TV show that has all white people in it, or all black people in it, or all Latino, like, that's not the world that we live in.
It's not realistic.
It's not right. The world we live in, bro. If I like you, it doesn't matter where you're from or your sexual preference. I like you. We rocking. We're cool. Let's hang out. Let's get these kids together. Let's rock. Come on. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's what the Fast and the Furious represent, has always represented. And as instead of being mad at it, I'm really happy that Hollywood has finally, you know, got away from that kind of gray area of being tone deaf, and have now specifically making it a point to have movies and projects that has this all-inclusive feeling to it.
Really, and it's celebrated. You're exactly right.
Absolutely.
Totally different subject here. I found this fascinating. You launched your own travel agency?
Yes, sir.
I love the name, Boltron Travel.
That's right.
It sounds like we would get there fast.
Yeah, you will. Very true. Now, forgive me for if I'm a little confused, but was Voltron different from Transformers?
Yeah, Voltron.
Voltron was different, right? Yeah. It was like its own little.
Well, Voltron is a cartoon,
right?
Animation, merchandising.
But it was kind of Transformers-esque.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with me.
Right, has nothing to do. Right, okay, right. But you can see how I can be confused.
I understand. I'm not doing movies, TV
shows.
Okay,
I didn't know it was a tie-in.
So I have my company is called Voltron Enterprise. It's a multimedia company, and you know, VoltronTravel.com. is in the same space of Travelocity, you know, Ukaipa, what, just whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
all of these different .coms out there. But the difference is when you book on my site, we did a deal, which is pretty huge, with UNCF. So a United Negro College Fund. So every flight that you book, every hotel, vacation package, car rental, a portion from every booking is going into this college fund.
Oh, that's great.
To put our babies through school. So I understand that there's Expedia. I understand that all of you folks listening right now are used to going to all of your other favorite .coms, but we're no longer going to book with them, right?
Well, if you can do some good and give back, right, why not? Yeah. You know, I got some flights coming up. I'm going to hit up Voltron.
I appreciate you. We're going to get you right.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. For the record, what makes Voltron very special is we actually partnered up with Priceline.
Oh, that's great.
Right? So
they know what they're doing.
I have over 1 million hotels around the world, 600,000 flights around the world, and all of the car rentals around the world. So basically, they've given me access to their entire database. And so we are VoltronTravel.com.
That's great.
So I no longer want you to book directly with Priceline. You got to book through me. and I no longer want you to use any of these other. And here's the thing. Naturally, because we all are cheap in our own way, and be like, man, Expedia got that same flight for $30 less. I understand. But Expedia is not going to help put kids through college. So when you book with us, you're going to be making a difference. And I really feel bad that you've already decided you're no longer going to book with them. And I just want to say thank you for booking all of your flights from here on out, your vacations, your weddings, your company retreats, any and everything that you got coming up, go to VoltronTravel.com. And don't just look, book.
Oh, that's a great tagline. Don't Thank just you. Look, book.
That's right.
I like it with that Thank good you. Incentive right
I appreciate
there.
You. Thank you. Thank you all for listening.
Yes,
I'm so excited about VoltronTravel.com. Oh, it means everything to me. Thank you.
I'm serious. I'm going to get the assistant on that.
I appreciate
right away.
It, man.
I probably should have led with this, man. I apologize, but congratulations. I know you tied the knot a few months back.
Oh, man.
I saw on social and everything, which was a nice gift, by the way. I saw that gift you gave me with the car
Thank
and everything. How's married life treating you so far?
You know what? I really love it, man. I really love it. And I believe I love it because I waited, right? So I was just having a conversation with my boy, I won't say who, another singer, another entertainer, and he was talking about how many years he cheated on his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said to me, man, you should be lucky that you waited till you were 38 before you got married, because everybody wants to be married, for the record. Everybody wants to be able to say that you have someone to call your own. But I want to say this to the fellas and to the ladies, for all that matters. And you didn't ask me for no advice, but you're going to shut up and listen, because I know some shit. Okay. Listen to me. Okay. Do not get married too fast out of insecure impulses, because a lot of us are not even conscious of it. But you'll see a girl, she's beautiful, she's drop dead gorgeous, she may have the body and all of the other things that you want and desire, just because a lot of us, without being conscious, again, we're locking women up and getting them pregnant and getting married out of all insecure impulses, because we don't want anybody else to move in on what we love, right? But don't do it for any of those reasons, because that woman has feelings, she has a heart, and us as men, we're hunters. We want to hunt. We want to go hit a club, traveling, moving. We see something we like, we love, leg muscles, all of this superficial dumb shit, and we got something so special at home, and we're still curious. We still want to go conquer other women.
We're of the same philosophy, and I too, like you, got married a little later in life, were able to appreciate it. And I think as a man, it takes men in general a lot longer, I should say, to mature. You got to get your own act together, figure out yourself as an individual.
Women are ready to settle down so much faster than us.
You're right.
And live the rest of their life with one man. Because when women cheat or run around doing too much and being too promiscuous, not only do men throw them under the bus, but women do a really good job of calling them whores and tramps and sluts and you out here overly promiscuous. You know, that women attack women. But at the end of the day, I would just say, don't get married too fast, because you got to be able to say, I got it all out my system. I lived, I've traveled, I got it all out. And now, for whatever reason, I'm able to see the value in just having one woman.
And when you travel, book it where?
VoltronTravel.com.
Nice callback.
All of your promiscuous intentions should be booked on VoltronTravel.com.
If you still figure it out, why not? Hey,
we want to handle all of your ratchet intentions.
And you'll do some good and put some kids through college.
My man.
Straight sponsorship now. Hey, your little girl's about, 10 years old now?
She just turned 10.
Double digits right
it's
now.
Crazy.
What's she into?
My daughter is into arts. She loves this phone app called Musical.ly.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter loves the arts. Anything that has to do with, singing and, gymnastics and...
Would you discourage her from getting into the business?
I don't think I would. Because
or encourage her.
I would not encourage or discourage. I think for me, I'm raising my daughter to know specifically that she's an individual. And so my daughter has already formed her first company, which is called she's 10 and she already is a little baby CEO.
Look at that.
So what happens is, even though water and snacks and candy is readily available when you come to my house, my daughter sells it to all of my friends and guests that come over.
Nice.
Oh, I like that. She's an entrepreneur.
So if you come to my house and you think we're going to just offer you a bottle of water, it's going to cost you.
I like her stuff.
That's actually smart.
I like her stuff.
She's running a business. And then there's a built-in audience, because I have people coming over all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, can I get you some water? $5. So it's pretty serious.
She's cleaning up. Speaking of your house, because I was seeing on your Instagram too, is you really have a real life-size transformer up there?
Yeah, we got two of them.
You got to. Did you take it from the set, or did they build you?
No, I built them. I got them built custom. I went online, did some research, and got a hold of this guy who actually makes them out of in Asia. Wow. And so I paid for two of them. They're the biggest one they've ever made. They normally come in like 8 feet. Mine's a 13 feet each. I got an Optimus Prime and a Bumblebee.
Oh, so you got some high ceilings.
Yeah. 13 feet. And, you know, I got them shipped. The whole time I was getting them made, I thought I was going to be robbed, you know, because when you do a transaction where your money is kind of going,
it's like overseas, right. You don't know if it's going to show up.
They're like sending me pictures of the robot as it's being built.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's got a little, you know, it's got a little fraud vibe on this thing.
Sure. That's funny.
So I didn't believe it until the actual crater showed up.
Yeah.
So they made them in 8 weeks. And they put them on a boat because they were so heavy.
Oh, wow.
And shipped them in.
Wow.
And literally, I did not believe it until they opened up the box and started peeling out the bits and pieces of the robot. I mean, I still can't believe I have robots.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so
that's
so
awesome.
While all these other kids, including me, was running around with the psh, psh,
yeah,
psh,
yeah.
All through the house on your knees with the little,
yeah.
Like, I got them at the house.
That's sick.
It's pretty serious.
Tyrese, man, I got to ask you about the HBO doc, The Defiant Ones.
Oh, man.
I'm sure everybody was hitting you up, and you were sort of like the breakout character right there when the video you posted that almost blew the Dre Beats deal.
Which none of us knew that it would ever do that.
Yeah. Right. Tell me about that day and the reaction afterwards. Was it as... when I was reading about it, I go, oh, my God. No, I saw it. I said, was it that serious?
Well, I uploaded it and took it down in like 20 minutes, but it had already flew. You know, it was crazy, man. It was all fun.
It was coming from a good place.
Yeah, I don't drink, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So everything about what I was doing in the studio that night, I was actually imitating someone in the studio that was drunk. Okay. And it wasn't me. I don't drink, smoke, I never get high. But we was having a good time. And, you know, they had broke the news to me about the deal, which I knew nothing about. And it was actually online. So when they broke the news to me about the deal, they showed it to me online. And then we just started celebrating.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're around me, I know how to have a good time. You know, that's why folks, doesn't matter how wealthy, rich, or famous you are, a lot of folks are pretty miserable, and we know plenty of them. It's like, you got $800 million, and you're miserable. So folks come around me, and they just want to have a good time. And I'm not one of the people on any level that kill deals or mess deals up. I contribute to deals. I help close deals. I hope people become successful. So the last thing I would ever do is purposely try and compromise anybody's deal. So, you know, we shot the footage. Dre looked at it. We all looked at it like 5-6 times on my phone. And we was like, you know what? Hell yeah. You know, Dre was like, hell yeah, upload it. Let's celebrate. And I think if me or Dre or any of us had known that it would kind of compromise or come close to compromise in something that at the time I actually thought the deal was done, we would have never uploaded that video. It's not, at this point, we're all so successful in our own right. It's not that serious to upload something just to throw it in people's faces or more importantly, compromise a deal. So
no, it was
uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it's coming from an innocent place, obviously.
Yeah.
But what has been the reaction since the doc aired? Have people been,
you know, it hasn't actually been as bad. I mean, it was not a good look for any of us. but it was not, you know, I seen a couple comments on my timeline or whatever, but it was not as bad as
it all worked out. Because it all worked out.
It all came together, and Dre and everybody was, you know, was able to say, you know, damn, I contributed to that.
Well, yeah,
it's not like
you went on your own and
right,
stuff.
It's not like the fun footage. I say it again, the fun footage was shot, and then I like on the side snuck away and just uploaded
it. Right.
And didn't get permission to do it. So
no, I came across very innocent.
Yeah,
I just thought,
I mean,
whoa.
It was all fun. Yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, and I guess the lesson in it all for anybody is shut up. Listen to Jimmy Iovine. Shut up and don't talk about anything that you're doing, any deals that's about to be closed. We're all excited, especially folks from the inner city. If you're about to do something huge and substantial, it's very hard to hold water and not tell folks about it. But, you know, loose lips sink ships. Mm. It's the oldest saying in the world. And like I said, none of us knew that any of that would happen or that footage would have never been uploaded. So hats off to them for doing whatever they had to do to close that deal. And yeah, me and Jimmy have hugged it out. me and Dre and hugged it out and talked and chopped it up.
It's all good.
It's all good, man.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
I'll try my best. I'm as long
no one's,
as
no one's ever quick, by the way.
Current song obsession.
Song obsession?
Like, what song can't you get out of your head right now?
There's this girl named Bria, who's a gospel singer, and I just uploaded the video online, which I don't know the name of the song, but it was the way she sung it is what I can't get out of my brain.
Okay, we have to check that one out.
Yeah.
TV guilty pleasure.
Catfish.
Okay. That's a good guilty one. Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up had to be, I don't know, I had a lot.
You can give me top three.
Top three.
Or seven.
Was probably Halle Berry, Chili from TLC, and I don't know, the new one was Nicole from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, that was good taste. Good taste right there. What was your first car?
My first car was an 83 Cutlass Sierra. License plate was 1HNA540.
Nice.
Thank you.
Time travel destination.
Time travel destination. It would be probably the Maldives.
Okay. Very cool. Tyrese, man, I appreciate you taking the time to come over here, kick some knowledge, hung out.
Hey, man.
Come by any time.
I mean, listen, we came here in this world to change things. I want to say this to everybody in closing. A lot of times we associate giving back with cutting checks. A lot of us don't have money to give. You should be willing to love someone enough and support someone enough to just simply have a conversation. Because I've learned that you can't be stressed, depressed, frustrated, or miserable if someone helps you to get clarity over those issues. So whoever it is in your neighborhood, in your church, in your community, it doesn't matter what it is, just be willing to have a conversation and share what you know. Because someone right now is praying to get through a situation that you've already been through, and you giving them the advice could make all the difference in the world. So thank you all for having me on. I'm proud of you, Mario.
Thank you, sir.
Keep growing.
Likewise,
keep flying.
Appreciate it.
Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Keep Tyrese, flying. Ladies and gentlemen.
VoltronTravel.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can also follow him on Twitter at Tyrese. Thanks so
Instagram
much.
Instagram at Tyrese. Facebook.com/Tyrese. You know, this is my first time ever speaking up on the Defiant One, so y'all might want to make that the headline.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
Everybody in the world will see this interview after that.
Awesome. Man.
All right. So now the quick one, just for LA about the
LA Soul Music Festival. Cool.
Of course.
Oh, great.
Y'all better make that Defiant One.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh yeah.
Headline. Finally speaks.
Yeah. Nice. Not. Thank you for that.
This shit gonna be everywhere.
Here we go.
I got hit by TMZ yesterday asking me to go on TMZ Live to talk about it.
See, I got your back on it, though. No, we got your back right. Mario Lopez here joining me now in studio. Actor, singer, producer, my man Tyrese. Always good to see you, my friend.
Always, man. Thank you for having me on, my brother.
My pleasure. Now, you're performing this weekend at the LA Soul Music Festival. Sick lineup, too.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
Yes, sir. What can we look forward to?
Well, there's a bunch of folks performing on the bill. Who's all on the bill? You got Anthony Hamilton. It's going to be an R&B soul fest. I'm performing live. I got my live band out there. I'm headlining. I'm closing. Y'all know I was born and raised in L.A., so I don't get to perform in my own city that often. So I'm just excited.
Cool.
I'm going to have a lot of random cousins and childhood homies popping up. Let me get some tickets, dog. Come on, man. It's me, homie.
I bet you're getting hit up left and right.
It's going crazy. This is exactly why I don't perform in L.A.
Right, right.
Because every childhood friend, hey, man, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be on.
Right, right.
I gave you some gum before you went to your Coca-Cola audition. Yeah. Let me get some tickets, homie. So, yeah, it's going down in L.A., the L.A. Soul Festival. And if you don't know about it, you know about it now. I would love for y'all to come out and join. This is for everybody. White, black, Asian, Latina. I want you all to come out. It's going to be love and happiness. LASoulMusic.com. Go online, LASoulMusic.com. Hit the road from Riverside, Inland Empire, Orange County. Text your cousin and your mom and them from San Diego. Come on out. I want y'all to be there. It's going to be fun. I don't remember. I don't know when I'll be performing in L.A. again. So come on out and let's rock this thing.
It's going to be an incredible show. OnWithMario.com for all the ticket info or anything else you miss. And you can check out Tyrese this weekend.
On with Mario Lopez.